Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Shocking Blue bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's just you and me, my friends, and I wanted to ask you if you ever wondered what makes an entrepreneur decide when to take a risk. Have you ever wondered about that? Examples that you'll see out there of entrepreneurial risk-taking range from the very calculated to the foolhardy. Well, you'll never hear me minimize doing due diligence, doing the research, doing the homework on your entrepreneurial dream. Indeed, an entrepreneur's hunch without some foundation of fact or research is like a belt without belt loops. But still, there'll come a time when any entrepreneur must take action even though they don't have all the answers. And in that knowing, but going forward anyway, we find the quirk of entrepreneurship and the paradoxical twin emotions of apprehension and exhilaration. These emotions presage possibility. Might be good, might not be. Might be successful, might be a train wreck. And contemplating either possibility produces the head rush entrepreneurs get the moment they risk what they know for what they might learn. The best way to manage these emotions is a two-step process that I've created, that I've come up with. And the first one is to believe in your own ability to take the next step. Faith in yourself is a big deal, my friends. This confidence comes from gaining knowledge and experience. Plus, whenever you can find it, the perspectives of others, like a mentor, who've already been where you want to go. So if you're having difficulty finding this confidence, perhaps your subconscious is sending a message that you have more work to do before you take the next step. But if your credentials and preparation are reasonable and you're still lacking confidence, it might be time to risk what you know for what you might learn. Folks, think about that. You need to listen to yourself, do your homework, do the due diligence, listen to yourself, and listen to what the answers that you're giving yourself. And all that leads us to the second step, which is about faith. Faith is defined, as you've heard before, faith is belief in something unseen. You must have faith in yourself to handle future plans. If you're going to be a successful entrepreneur, now you can, you'll always doubt, have doubts. You'll always have, you'll always have these words with yourself. But in the end, in the final analysis, you must have faith in yourself, not to be perfect, not to know all the answers, not to be a fortune teller, but faith in yourself that you can handle whatever happens. You must have faith that your plans will be flexible enough to deal with the unknown. You can't know what's coming up, folks. All projections are wrong. You must have faith that your plans will be flexible enough to deal with the unknown. You've heard me talk about this before. When you put together a cash flow statement that you're going to show your banker on, when you're asking for a loan, you're trying to show the banker what this loan's going to do, how it's going to help your company. Do two plans. Do a one that you think is going to happen and one based on a more conservative, if things don't go just as you expected. I've always tried to show two different approaches to show that you're flexible to deal with the unknown. And you must also have faith in one more thing. And this might surprise you. You have to have faith that you will receive some serendipity. You know our friend Jim Ballard, right? Our longtime Brain Trust member, author of Mind Like Water, among other books. Jim says serendipity is a meaningful coincidence. How about that? A meaningful coincidence. Jim thinks that the more we expect serendipity, the more we will find it. I think he's right. I practiced this. He's right. He is right. I think business serendipity is good fortune that happens when you show up in the marketplace with your plan, preparation, and faith every day. I'm gonna say that again. I think business serendipity is good fortune that happens when you show up every day in the marketplace with your plan, with your preparation, and with your faith. Always research the risk you're taking. Always do that, folks. Believe in yourself and in what you're creating, and have faith that something good will come from your commitment. And I'm telling you from my experience, it will. If you've done the research, if you've got the plan, if you have faith, if you have that kind of faith, something good will happen. It might not be what you think is going to happen, but something good will happen if you can imagine that will happen. But when you take that next risk, be prepared for the possibility that what you get for your efforts might not be, as I said, might not be what you expect. And for the possibility that that's a good thing. Expect serendipity whenever you risk what you know for what you might learn. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me. My friend. Oh, Lord, I'm stuck in a road
die again. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.